You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fiery Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com.
Yeah!
Now, without further ado, here's your host, Sheriff!
Oh man, let's start this off with thank you for sticking around and being here. That's very awesome of you. You know, that's pretty nice. So I'm going to try to keep this at a fresh pace and say, you know, I just want to shout out to the person who blessed this badge, man. Wow. It's just great. I got this new badge, you know, King County Sheriff for the Walking Dead Sheriff. And it's fake as fuck, dog, but it's like, it's real as fuck to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put my hands on this and it was just, I could feel it, dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they sent it to me, they knew. So they, like, had to have done a prayer over it or something. I could feel it, the angels, you know. It was just great. And so, you know, I got two pairs of cuffs. I'm thinking about getting two more. And, you know, so I could wrestle Obama and his gang. And, you know, I just want to thank Las Vegas for unofficially electing me. That is a major compliment, everybody, and you have no idea how much it means to me. And I sit here every day, and I can't believe it, you know. And just know that I'm doing stuff out here in Alaska, you know. Whew, it's just been a really long journey, you guys. This has been really awesome. And I really just took a second at the dock today, and I took pictures and stuff, and I was just thinking about things and how, like, you know, you can easily sync up with people, you know. It's just weird the way that is in the moment. But anyways, let's move on with today's show. Today's show is a stacked show, as Bongino would say. Anyways, I was thinking today, I don't know, I was talking to bad girl Lacey K. Summers, you know, through her DMs, like, who isn't? And so I was like, politics from a lawman's angle, let's do that. So I was thinking, like, okay, politics from a lawman's angle is easy because politics is all about the law. And so, you know, I really like the law and politics and the wild angles that politics can come from. And so, you know, I was thinking, what would happen when Sheriff is the White House doorman? Well, that's simple. There'll be a lot of arrests. I mean, there would be no bullshit going on. There'd be arrests and kickouts. And permabans. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, dude. And if I ever see you on the White House lawn again, bitch. Click, click. Click, click. Motherfucker. Click, click. Yep, that's right, nigga. Escort your ass right to fucking jail. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Man, that's why niggas be dying as a doorman, though, nigga, you know. You see, like, niggas just dying in office as a doorman. Like, plenty of them. And, like, not long-lived careers, you know? That's because they got caught slipping, dog. Oh, shit. What happens when the sheriff is a White House doorman? Oh, shit. That's it. Just, oh, shit. Sheriff here. Oh, shit. So, like, what's missing in politics, though? That's what I really want to talk about. What is missing in politics? You. We're missing you in politics. God, it would be so great if you would just join the political bandwagon right now and, you know, like, get voted into office. That would be great. That'd be really cool. What's missing in politics is totally you. When Uncle Sam said he wanted you, he wasn't kidding. So, you know, who's here to answer the cry? Who's here to answer the call? Who's here to say, you know what? I am what's missing in politics. This is BS. This is garbage. It's garbage, dog. It's garbage. It's garbage. You know? It's Gorbachev. It's just garbage, dude. We need you on politics. It's not even funny. Dude, you know what, man? All of you converted Democrats and you, like, you're seeing the light. Man, we need you in politics. And I wasn't kidding about some of y'all politicians that are, you know, used to be Democrats or just are Democrats still. Man, y'all need to start snitching on these dirtbag, moneybag, crapbag politicians. And all these CEOs, man. Forget them, dude. This crap is garbage. It's such garbage, and you know it. You know it. So, you know, why are unpatriotic people in politics? Well, that's simple. It's for the money. So they can siphon money over back to the back to Iraq or whatever, right? You know what I'm saying? Wherever they're from. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Or they just want it all for themselves. And in order to call in some favors, what do? Well, they dial their 911 in their hot list. They got this little blacklist. You know what I'm saying? They're like, scrolling all the way down the Rolodex. Who am I gonna call in for this shit? You know, it's such, money. It's just gross. And speaking of money, why is Jim Murren and George Soros and Alexander Soros and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and Clinton's daughter and Malia Obama, if that is their real names, you know, why are they still at large? That's the question. Why are they still at large? Oh, the answer is simple. Money. See, you know, money can't buy you love from a nigga like me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about. Hold up. Hold the freaking phone. That's the sound of my taser, dog. That's what's up. Get your ass zapped. That's right. Nigga, step on up.
Question.
Why aren't we questioning more elections that result in people that we, the people, would never vote for?
Right?
Oh. Well, that's simple.
Is it?
We just don't.
We don't?
Hello?
What?
That's a call for people that, you know, do this kind of stuff.
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
You know, that look into these kind of things, to look into all the elections across every freaking election. All of them. Look through all of them. And when you're done, you'll get a thank you. But for now, you'll get a please. Please. Please do that. Please do this now.
Please.
That would be super awesome.
Super.
And like, not just like one guy. Like, I want like a whole team of you, man. File on these niggas. Like,
you.
Damn.
You.
Please.
You.
So how are they not found out? How are these people in our country and they're not found out? That's simple too. Oh my goodness. What do? Well, they get here, then they go to Ross, and then they buy some clothes, and then they learn the lingo through the American TV, you see?
What?
You understand what I'm getting at?
I think so.
Hello?
So, it's pretty easy, from what I understand. Because, I mean, even Italians can do it. They watch American TV and bam, they know how to speak English.
Schwab.
You know? And they even know how to type it.
Huh.
Because they get the dialect right across the screen.
Get off there.
You know?
Yup.
Anyhow, moving on.
Okay.
Why do people lie?
I don't know.
Why do people continue to pursue dark practices?
I don't know.
What should you do when you suspect foul play?
Shit, I don't know.
Well, we're gonna deal with this in a block, okay?
Okay.
People lie to save their own ass, to protect themselves and the ones that they claim to love with things that aren't true, to make sure that they don't get caught, to enable them to do more crap, more damage in other people's lives. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. That's sneaky.
So,
what do you mean?
Because they end up damaging that relationship anyways, because they're on a self-destruct course and they don't even know it, you know?
Right.
And everything just falls to shams. It doesn't work.
Wow.
So, you know, then people continue to pursue these dark practices.
But for what?
To cover up for more lie, more shame, more sham, more crap. I mean, they just get totally, they believe every bit of it. They are just so engulfed in their own lies, wink, wink, that they don't even know who they are anymore. Hence, how horrible Hillary Clinton would actually look in, I don't know.
Like all the time?
Her court garb, like just even showing up to court, she would look horrible. She'd look like some kind of witch. You already know. Even if she got all dolled up somehow, like went and hired like Victoria's Secret model, come and do my makeup, right? Or whatever. Whatever she could think to do, right? Like whatever dumbass plan she could cook up, you know?
Right.
Faith Hill, please save me. Faith Hill just turns her nose and snubs her like, nope. You did this to yourself, bitch, you know? I don't know, like, now I'm playing the field here, you guys, just, you know, I'm just imagining things.
I'm going crazy!
Just, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Fuck the devil.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, you know, so they continue to pursue these dark practices, and they just look horrible at it, and they're,
uh-huh.
It just becomes, like, so stupidly obvious,
uh-huh.
And they just give themselves away,
uh-huh.
And they know it.
Uh-huh.
That's the deal, it's like, oh, they're so smug, it's shame on you, you know? It's like, I can smell the piss from here. Would you clean yourself now?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, it's gross. You know? So like, but what should you do when you suspect all this foul play? You should call it out. Or you could even do what, you know, Dan Bongino says. Dan Bongino's like, hey, man, make a scene. Make a scene, make a big stupid ass scene. Make it so, like, obliviously, like, to the lie, you know what I mean? You're just completely oblivious to the lie, you know? That's a good way of putting it. And so, you know, but at the same time, protect yourself. At the same time, protect yourself. So, I mean, what you should do when you suspect foul play is, first off, be very careful. Be very careful with this, because this could be a fickle thing to turn around and stab you in the face. You understand? So, what you'd want to do is, first of all, protect yourself with the truth. And what does that mean? Back yourself up with the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. I mean, that's all you really can have in a situation like this at all. And so when you suspect foul play, you have all this truth to back yourself up in case anything ever goes down, right? And then you share this truth with people like good politicians, you know, Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, it's like Dan, like here I go with the Dan Bonginos again, but the Dan Bongino, I'm going Dan Bongino crazy right now. Dan Bongino trifecta in this bitch. Let's see if we can answer angle for that. You know, we'll answer for that. You know, so I can't even right now. I'm going Dan Bongino crazy. Oh my God, I love this shit. Oh guys, you know. Woo. Yeah. So, anyways, where was I? Like, we're moving on, dude. Like, okay, like. All right. I got a show to do here. I got a podcast to do, you guys. So, anyways, what should you do when you suspect foul play? Well, you should nip it in the bud. You know what? Fuck it. Snitch on that shit. I'm fucking serious, dude. I'm so tired of the lies and the bullshit and all the shit that we mentioned in the dark practices. Like, fucking nip that shit in the bud, dog. Like, just, it's just, it's so tacky. Get it the fuck out of here with your fucking hemisphere and your stupid ass queer shit. And it's fucking stupid, man. It's weird, right? Queer, it's like weird, right? It's not, like, gay. It's queer. It's weird, you know? It's just foul play, dog. Y'all guys hear me out. Hey, so here's a side note. And I'm gonna have to jot this down as a note right here. Gay marriage. Okay, so for gay marriage, and I'm gonna piss, like, all the fucking, like, stupid-ass, like, people that are just, like, stupid about gay people, you know? And, like, it's not even homophobe. It's just being stupid about gay people. Like, that, it's just straight up. Let's call it what it is. It's just being gosh darn retarded about gay people. Oh my god, there's gay people. Ugh. It's so gross. And like, fucking, so what? Like, they're gay. Like, so what? You know? And so, like, I want to address gay marriage right here and right now. It's like, how long have y'all been together? And I think that's really going to factor for something, you guys. You know, like, it hurts my freaking brain to even think that, you know, somebody can come along and be like, you know what, dude, screw you and how you want to live your life, you know? I mean, dude, if these two gay dudes are out committing murder and fraud and blah, 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 then no, they don't have any rights. The only rights they got is some Miranda rights, you know what I'm saying? You know? You know, so, like, for real, like, you know, you've been out in the public. Dog, y'all been together. Everybody freaking knows it, you know? Why shouldn't you have rights? And that's all I'm saying, you know? Because I'll cuff a fucking bitch for disrespecting anybody's rights. You know, man, we all got equal rights, you know? And that's what really ticks me off, is to even act like somebody else doesn't have rights to something or anything. It's garbage. It's garbage, dude. Oh, now you can't have bump stocks. Like, what? Like, I'm questioning what a bump stock even was at this point. It's like, it's stupid. It's stupid. So what? I'll go and get airsoft on you, dog. I'll get this taser on you, dog. Because I don't give a fuck, dude. I'll roll street legal, dog. With this fake badge and all, dog. You know, and very precarious about it, too. You know what I mean? Yeah, so what is around my neck? But it's usually only outside when it's at home. You know what I'm saying? Around my neck, you know? I don't have no reason to use it. You know what I'm saying? So why wield the badge? You understand? Why make you yield the badge? Like, you see... You see it's around my neck. You see this chain. You know what I'm saying? Don't make me bust out these cuffs, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll haul your ass in. And then they'll be questioning me and everybody. And I'll answer all these questions of why I took your ass in. And why I got this badge on, nigga. And why I'm up in your ass. Why did I have to even ask you for the truth, nigga? Don't even make me put these cuffs on and bust out a tooth, nigga. That's right. Open my grip, dude. That's right. You're in some shit, dude. I better, like, back up off it before I start rapping and shit, man. Because we got a couple more subjects to tackle before I tackle you with some cuffs, dog. You know what I'm saying? And I'll lose the fucking keys, dude. We can play. And we can see how far you can walk. Right? With these cuffs on, you know? Can you keep up the pace, dog, with a puma? Or is a puma half gonna fucking, like, drag you behind? You know what I'm saying? Because we could do this shit. We could do this. I'll drag you and your boys, dog. I'll get cuffs for all y'all. Think I'm playing, dude. Think I'm playing. I'm just saying, hey, think y'all playing. That's what's up, dude. So, you know, why do I tag the people who I tag on social media? Well, it's because they listen. They listen to me. And they're saying something. And not only are they saying something, but they're proactive about it, you know? Which equals doing something, you know? They're not just sitting around, man. They're out there in their field, their specialty field. You see what I'm saying? And they're doing their thing. And so what do you specialize in, dude? What do you want to do for the government? Man, what in the fuck? Like, I'm volunteering in the government because that's what I want to do right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take money from a veteran or from any taxpayer. You know? It's like, I don't even have money for myself, hardly. You know what I'm saying? I'm having to get grants from my mom. I'll just put it that way. You know? And that's why I'm on that grind, though, dude. It's like, I want to pay these people back, dude. These people mean so much to me. They've done so much for me. That's why, man, I'm writing all these movies. I'm doing all this shit, man. You know? Because I would like to give back. I would like to rebuild our communities. You know, this is some shit. I cannot believe how far this has gone. This is crazy. Votes to sacrifice babies? This is nuts. Oh, my God. Y'all are sick. Thank God for the veto bill. The veto of the bill? Forget that, man. Forget that. Get that shit out of here. The crowd goes wild. You know? No Ocasio for president. No Ilhan for president. No Barack Obama for president. No childish crap for president. How about Sheriff for president? What's up? Man, I sure would like to get elected or however you get on. But you know what Vegas has done to me, man. And so look what I'm having to do to Vegas, dude. Vegas, please stand up. I love you. Vegas, please stand up. Man, I love you. Vegas, please stand up. Man, I love you. Hey, look, Vegas, please stand up. My dude, I love you. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Arizona in the house. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I need to start rapping, dude. But look, man, what I really want to ask, though, is how could somebody vote to sacrifice a baby that's been born? Call it what it is. That's a sacrifice. And it's sick. It's very sick. It's nasty. It's nasty. It's very nasty. And you know what's even more sick than that? Is the fact that somebody even asked me, you know, what makes you think others are going to care about your opinion? Ask Donald Trump. I think he knows the answer. Shit. What makes you think others care about your opinion? Oh, that's so ugly. And that came from somebody in Vegas. That's one. That's two, Haley. Go to jail, ho. Damn, man. What makes you think others will care about your opinion? Wow. And keep in mind, this came from someone who encouraged me to try out for America's Got Talent. And whenever I showed my face there, after she had dogged me, totally dogged me. Talk about humiliated me. You know, I was embarrassed. I showed my face to her like, good luck. Well, she didn't get picked. I didn't get picked either, apparently. But that's all right. I walked away mad as a motherfucker. Mad as fuck. But you know what? I realized that, you know what? After all this time, wow. That was Jim Murren, huh? just nuts. It's just nuts to think about, man. So, I mean, I don't even know. Like, how many lives has Jim Murren wrecked? Just completely destroyed time after time again.
What a douche!
That is so sick.
You douche!
I'm a big man, yes I am, and I got a big gun. Shoot, 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 shoot. Wow, man. That's Nine Inch Nails, by the way.
Y'all sick, douche.
There's a reason why I stopped singing that, you know? God, why are unpatriotic people in politics?
Yeah, why?
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 Why are they?
Why?
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 Did they think that they're not gonna get caught?
Durr.
Why are they in politics?
Hello? Why?
You know, voter fraud? Hello?
That's how they got elected?
What's missing in politics, man? You.
Yeah, you. Nigga, stand on up. You. Get elected. You.
Why is Jim Murren and George Soros and his all their family and Hillary's family and Obama's family
and all them
and all them
and all them
and their whole crew
and all them,
why are they still at large?
Why?
These are valid questions, folks.
Yeah, hello? Hello?
What makes what makes you think others will care about your opinion?
Yeah, you're such a loser, gosh.
It's so ugly.
Yeah.
It's so rude.
Yeah.
It's so demeaning.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Gosh.
I never felt so defiled in my life. You know? It's like every girl that was like accidentally screwed over by me or like got screwed over by me. It's like, wow, like instant karma, you know what I'm saying? Just total humiliation. It's the worst. That girl is the worst. Oh, somebody stole my phone, right? Like, I'm interested in her, right? She's totally grabbed my attention. And then just totally screws me over. Like, for example, says, oh, she got raped by a bunch of big black dudes with big black things. You know? Like, totally childish crap. And then said somebody took her phone while she was at work. I'm like, yeah, right. Let me get a moment of meditation on this. Thank you. I love you.
This now concludes our transmission of Sheriff Says What's Up. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed your time with Sheriff and that you'll share this with your friends.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fire Weed Factory.
What?
Premium Alaskan Cannabis.
Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary.
Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile.
Bing.
Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com.
Say what? KO Paste. Hey, man, I'm hungry, dude. Oh, yeah? You hungry, man? Yeah, dude, I'm hungry. Well,
I know. Let's eat some brains.
Hey, man. That dude don't look right, man.
Yeah, man. About that, I just want to eat some bread.
Hey, man, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go, man.
All right.
I just wanted to eat some bread.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I know you. You're a sheriff.
Yeah, what about me?
Nothing.
Nothing? Ain't you that zombie from yesterday?
No.
Hey, zombie!
Shh. But who is that?
Yes, sir. There's nobody.
Hey, zombie! Shh.
That's definitely somebody. Who is that, and why are they hanging out in the bottom of the water right there, man? Like, that's not normal, bro.
I don't know.
So what are you guys doing?
Nothing. We're looking for brains.
Right. So, if you don't step back, I'm gonna have to tase you, bro.
No, you don't have to tase.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to tase you, bro.
No.
I'm warning you.
No.
Alright, dude.
No.
Alright, that's it, dude.
What? Why you did that?
I told you. But you ain't getting my brains, bro.
Just delicious. Now see, isn't that our better, Sheriff?
Yeah, that's our better.
See, that's a good Sheriff.
That boy, are you gonna set this bird?